stay away.
Yeah. It's that bit. Limp it. Yeah, and then.
To you, sir.
Yeah, but it's
yeah.
This one.
It should be this one, really. If it doesn't light, don't worry. Yes, it does. There we are. Thank you very much. So we'll go straight ahead into our first song. Come, thou long-expected Jesus. We know he's come. The Jews are still waiting for him, aren't they? Come to the Lord in prayer. Let us be confident that he not only hears, but he answers our prayers, and he does that in accordance with his will. He knows what he requires of us. He knows what we want. But he also knows that he will complete his will in us. So that's why in the Lord's Prayer we pray, may thy will be done. So let us pray. Father God, we thank you for this period of Advent when we're looking forward to remembering how Jesus came into this world. We thank you for the way that he lived, the way he taught. We thank you for the way that he suffered for us, taking our sins upon the cross. His was our sacrifice, a sacrifice he made on our behalf. For being without sin, he was the only one able to do just that. And we thank you for it. And we pray, dear Lord, that you would be with us as we approach the Christmas time. Help us, Lord, to take every opportunity of telling others what we believe, so that they may also know the love, the compassion, and the saving grace of Jesus. We pray, Lord, for all people who are in need, And we pray for all those people who help us. We pray, Lord, for the NHS. We pray for the ambulance service. We pray for the nurses, for the doctors, for the police, for the fire service. So many people out and about, ready for helping those in need. We thank you for all the carers. And Lord, we thank you for our own hospital here in Torbay. Lord, they've had a very hard time during this past week. And we pray, Lord, that you would be with them, that you would be their strength. And Lord, we pray for our Bruce, who, before we meet again, has his operation on Friday, the 10th of December. Lord, we pray that you would be with him. We pray that you would be with those responsible for that operation. And we pray that everything will be a success. So, Lord, may he know thy healing power. We claim that power for him now, Lord. And we ask that you would lay your hand upon him, that you would be all that he needs. And we pray, Lord, for all the other people that we know who are in need, and we pray for each other. Lord, we pray for Rita. We pray for Ollie. We pray for our Richard. Be with them, Lord, wherever they are at this moment, but be all that they need. And Lord, we pray for each other. We pray for Jean, and we pray for Stuart. Stuart's finding it very difficult to stand and get about in the home. Lord, how we pray for a miracle for Stuart. And Lord, our hearts go out to Jean, who is looking after him. We pray that you would continue to give her the strength to fulfill that caring. But we pray too, Lord, that she will have time to rest, time to relax. So, Lord, be all that both Stuart and Jean need at this time. We thank you for Sarah. We thank you that the treatment that she's been having has been completed, and we pray that you would continue to work in her life. Be her healer. Give her that miracle that we claim, Lord. And be her strength. Be with her family. Be with her friends. Be with her neighbors. And Lord, we thank you for the way that she reaches out to others in need also. Lord, we pray for Jennifer, Paul's wife, and for the rest of that family. They're facing Christmas without Paul, but we thank you that Paul is with you. But we ask you to be the family's comfort, to be especially with Jennifer at this time. Lord, we ask that you would be with each one of us, Graham and his family and friends, Brian with his family and friends, Eunice and myself with our family and friends. And Lord, also for Bruce, we pray for his parents. We pray also for Dawn, Emma and Hannah, and ask that you would be with them. But Lord, there are many people that we could name today, but we just want to bring to you all those people who are in need. We pray for peace in the world. We pray for an end to poverty and hunger, an end to unemployment, an end to people being homeless. But Lord, we also want to thank you for the many volunteers that are helping people in need. Lord, hear our prayer. Let our cry come unto you, because you are a wonderful God, and we claim your peace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hark the glad sound, the Saviour comes, the Saviour promised long. In a few moments, Eunice is doing something for me at the moment, but she'll be reading the reading. You'll find it on the sheet, Mark 6, verses 30 to 34. Problem getting used to a hearing aid. No, Eunice will do it. Yeah. Thank you.
Mark 6, verses 30 to 34. The apostles gathered around Jesus and reported to him all they had done and taught. Then, because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, he said to them, "Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest." So they went away by themselves in a boat to a solitary place. But many who saw them leaving recognized them and ran on foot through all the towns and got there ahead of them. When Jesus landed and saw a large crowd, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things.
In the bleak midwinter, frosty wind made known, earth stood hard as iron, water like a stone. And I love this one. I love it particularly because of the last verse. What can I give him? Poor as I am, if I were a shepherd, I would bring a lamb. If I were a wise man, I would do my part. Yet what I can, I give him. I give him my heart. So our series of three for Advent. Last week it was the choice that Jesus made in his ministry, both in the call of disciples and in many other ways. And the great message, I think, to us from that was that Jesus knew what he could do in the life of other people. The disciples were the most unlikely that we would have chosen, but he knew their value. And each one, even the one that betrayed him, had a purpose to fulfill. The choices that Jesus made throughout his ministry, and the message that comes through it all, that we are a chosen people. God has chosen us to be his servants, and that's a wonderful thing. He died for us, he rose again for us, and he works in our life. And that's why I want, first of all, to remind you that our God, our Almighty God, is one God in three persons, Father, Son, and Spirit. All were involved in the creation of the world, and you'll find that in many ways all were involved in the coming of Jesus, the Christmas message, and right the way through to his death and his resurrection. I want to start first of all then with compassion on what David says in one of his psalms. Psalm 86, verse 16. You, O Lord, are a God full of compassion and gracious, long-suffering, and abundant in mercy and truth. David recognized that God was full of compassion. Next, I want us to look at God's love. Now, his love expresses itself in many, many ways. And you'll find that that love was always full of compassion. He showed a great and wonderful compassion for people. Yes, he identified himself with suffering. We see how compassionate he was when he suffered there on the cross. And his suffering was, in a sense, just like a parent who grieves over the sinfulness of their children. I was seeing something on the telly yesterday of a father whose heart was broken because of all that his son had done. God can identify with that because he sent Jesus to be there. And we can identify God with that kind of compassion. Compassion for the lost. 1 John 3 verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. That shows his compassion, doesn't it? We are to be called the children of God. Not to be called, we are the children of God. 1 John 4 verse 10. This is love. Not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to save us from our sins. And James 5 verse 11, this is what James says. The Lord is very compassionate and merciful. And we know, don't we, that Jesus loved all people, and sharing his compassion, especially for the lost. He didn't condemn them, he loved them. He showed compassion for them, and he wanted them to know the gift of salvation. David, James, Matthew, Paul, John, and many more knew at first hand the very compassion of Jesus. They saw it in his teaching, they saw it in his life, they saw it in his leadership, they saw it in their friendship with him. They knew that he was full of compassion. 1 John 3 verse 16. By this we know love, because Jesus laid down his life for us. That's compassion, isn't it? Laying down his life for us. Matthew 9 verse 36. When Jesus saw the multitudes, they came in great crowds to hear him. He was moved, what with? With compassion. He didn't want them to go away hungry. He was full of compassion for them. And he performed a miracle to show that very compassion. And so, I want to conclude with this. Here is our challenge. Colossians 3 verse 12. As God's chosen people and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion. In other words, if we recognize how compassionate Jesus is or was in his earthly ministry, and how compassionate God Almighty, Father, Son, and Spirit are, then let us clothe ourselves with compassion. My last words, Jesus did something that some preachers don't do. Jesus practiced what he preached. And that is a final and further challenge for us. Yes, don't say that we know Jesus was compassionate. Don't say that we want to be compassionate too, unless we're willing to practice what we say. In other words, if we're thankful for God's compassion towards us, let us share that compassion with others. Not just tell them about it, but show it. Be compassionate towards people. Yes, the lost, people that you find it difficult to get on with. I know that can be difficult, but we've got to do it, haven't we? We've got to show compassion for all people. That is the challenge that I see as we look at the compassion of Jesus. Next week, the last one of the three, we're going to look at his concerns. God bless you. Amen. Now the last one. O come, Emmanuel.
Ransom captive Israel. Christ is King the Lord. In cloud and majesty and all, rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to thee, O Israel. O come, thou Lord of Jesse, free thine own from Satan's tyranny.
I gave you. Can I borrow it for a moment?
Should have brought a spare one, shouldn't I?
Eunice, have you got a pen? Thank you. You may have been thinking, where are the carols? Well, we've been singing Advent songs. And next week, the 12th, as I said, we're looking at the concerns of Jesus. And there are a couple of carols then, I suppose, but carols really are going to come in force on December the 17th, when it's the big carol service here. And Richard will be back for that, and Julie's going to coordinate it for us. And then on the 19th, next week I said, did I, it's communion as well, yeah. But on the 19th, 2 days after the big one there, we've got our own carols and readings. All carols and all Christmas readings. And I think all of you are taking part in that. So I just wanted to share that and to give Jean something. She offered to take Eunice's reading. I said no, because I knew I was going to ask her to do something. Luke 24:36-49. So I'm going to give that to you, my dear. If you do that next week, that would be... And as I said, on the 19th, you're all doing a reading of one kind or another. So, and that's the carols and readings. And then on Christmas Day, we are going to Sarah's 9:30 for a short but little Christmas Day service. All right. For those of you that can...
I haven't got anywhere to put the organ. Well, because I've got rid of the piano.
Mm-hmm.
If I can set something up if you want to bring out, or just we'll just sing together.
Yeah.
Does it matter?
No, it doesn't matter. No. No, don't worry. We'll...
Does my face look bothered?
Right, so let's stand and say the grace together. And I'll give you that back before I forget it.
Oh, come on, Bruce.
Right. The grace of Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen.